Welcome to Mind Body Swag with Destiny Wellness. I'm Natalie, your host, where I help women get still to reclaim their divinity and listen to their intuition to bring balance, holistic healing into their life and regain their feminine fire and just live happier, healthier, wholesome lives. So thank you for tuning in, and I hope that every episode meets you where you are and blesses you and ignites the fire and authenticity that is within you. All right, so today we have a special guest. My youngest, my beautiful daughter is here. I'm just going to interview her and ask her a few questions, but thank you for joining Destiny Wellness. I'm so happy to be doing my sixth episode, and it's been a journey and a lot of experiences that I hope will help the show grow even more. So this is Natalie with Destiny Wellness, and you know, I help women get still so they can find their divinity and hear their intuition so they can thus heal themselves. So my work is to help women feel whole and complete again. And in doing that for myself, I get to be that example for my daughters as I navigate everything. Not that everything is always perfect and it's always a learning curve, but everything that I'm learning, I can then give to my daughters so they can make a choice to do it different or do it the same way, but to allow them to be who they are, to be exactly who they are. So anyway, we're gonna get down to it. All right, tell everybody your name.
Jasmine.
All right, and you are, how old are you?
13.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you're 13. This is crazy. Okay, I'm gonna stop. So, you know, I was just planning my podcast and just really, you know, thinking what is going on in our world that people need to hear for a sense of hope. And so I felt like Spirit was like, you know what, I'm gonna ask my daughter. And I did. And she said, you know, self-image. So the social standard of what you should look like, what society thinks, you know, is aesthetically pleasing. So I was like blown away, but that's how Jasmine is anyway. Like, I feel like she's like a 30-year-old in a 13-year-old body because she's super mature. She says this stuff like she's been here like so many lifetimes. So tell me about the whole self-image thing, like what you see like on TikTok. Like what?
There's girls that what society thinks are cute, mm-hmm. or pretty.
Yeah.
And then there's people that what society doesn't think is pretty, but we are society.
Mm-hmm.
So why does that dictate what we have to look like?
Yeah.
If we are society, and no one, even people that that are like what society thinks is pretty, even they have insecurities.
Of course. Yeah.
And so people that want to look like society's pretty, but why does that have to be pretty? Why is that pretty? Why is skinny, blue eyes, blonde hair, why is that pretty? Why is that just, why can't we all just be pretty?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I feel that, Jay. Like, I feel like you get to be that. You know, you and your sisters and your generation of girls, you can change that narrative. But that means, you know, standing out and, like, you know, being bold in what you just said, because that was super wise. I mean, yeah, why can't we all be beautiful? You know, we're all made from God, so that means we're made in the same image. So
yeah, sometimes I understand like it's hard to like push aside that, mm-hmm. because right now it's what not only society but what guys think are pretty, mm-hmm. and you know, sometimes, you know, you need a little, like, you know.
A little cake.
Yeah, you know. But sometimes it's just hard, you know, thinking, like, am I really pretty? Because mm-hmm. it's not what people want. Mm. If someone looked at you, instead of saying, ooh, that's an hourglass, you know?
Right.
They're saying, you have so much confidence for doing that.
Mm. So, you know what? Do you feel like it's because we're always judging one another? And if we just kind of step back and not judge, you know? Like, on TikTok comments. Like, some of them will be funny. You'd be like, oh, my God. But then it's like, Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they're going in. And so, even though it might be joking, it still hurts, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. Yeah. So,
I think it's, like, really sad that it's gone to the point where people starve themselves or they have bulimia and yeah. stuff. It's really sad that it's gone to that point just because what they feel that they look like is not pretty. And it's really sad.
Yeah. So, that means that maybe we need to redefine what beauty is. Because if we have to do all that to make it beautiful, maybe we need to do it. Beauty is a lot deeper than the superficial.
Beauty shouldn't mean changing yourself.
Yeah, because again, I always go back to this. A flower or a rose doesn't say, oh my God, like I hate what I look like. It just is. It just mm-hmm. is. And so maybe that's the work too, is to redefine what beauty is. Beauty comes from the inside because that lasts. That's forever. Like your character and what your word, what you say, because that's what really makes you beautiful. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you feel like people need to hear right now? Like with this, all this virus stuff and whatnot, what do people need? What do you think? What would you need to hear?
Honestly,
yeah.
That, like, this kind of goes along with coronavirus because, like, people are in their house right now and they don't, like, have things to get away from it. Like, you're enough. You are enough for you, for God, for yeah. everyone. You don't need to try and be anyone else because it's yeah. you.
Yeah.
You are enough.
Yeah, and I love that. I love that because I felt that. Like, you were saying it to me. So I hope you guys felt that energy. It was beautiful. You know, she's seeing that in yourself, you know, is what it is about. Thank you for blessing us with that. I love that. That's beautiful. So, and I would add, you know, while we're in the house, can't be distracted, or if we are distracted, it might be with, you know, social media. Take the time to recognize your own beauty. Yeah, and not according to what somebody wants, a spouse, but what you deem is beautiful. Be that for yourself, and I feel like it'll be the ripple effect that people need, but be that for yourself, and take care of you. I know my girls all day, like I chase them around the house with vitamins and, you know, just keep vibing high, like go outside, get some fresh air, walk. So this was a special episode because I wanted to go deep and ask my youngest daughter what she deemed or what she saw on social media as beautiful and who made up the rules. And, you know, the insight that she gave me was that beauty comes from really just being your most authentic, truest self, and that we are society and, you know, we have the ability to change the narrative. And I love that because, you know, she's just like, be your own kind of beautiful, essentially. So I got to interview her, and next I want to bring on my middle child, Chloe, and just see what her insight and understanding is and how she feels about the standards of beauty and how, you know, we can be kind of hard on one another on social media. I mean, I feel like just in general, you know, on social media, it could be a tool that draws us together or can separate us as we maybe judge one another. So it was really interesting to get her insight, and I'd like to let you guys hear what she had to say. All right, here goes. right, so we heard from my 13-year-old daughter. I wanted to just take the time to ask my 14-year-old child, my middle child, Chloe, how do you think society deems beauty? Like, what does it look like on TikTok? What do you have to look like to be, like, attractive?
There are so many different things that you can look like. It just depends on every person's preferences, because everyone has a different opinion about what they like, and that's just their preference and their attraction. But most of the time, it's hourglass figure for girls and mm-hmm. abs for guys, you know.
Right.
But it's not really about what you look like, it's what you can do most mm-hmm. of the time. Mm-hmm. But looks always makes it go a step further.
Mm. So Jasmine and I were talking about how, like, when we read the comments, like, they'll be funny, yep. but at the same time, some of them are like, mm-hmm. they go in. They really go in on people, and there's a lot of judgment. Do you feel like that impacts what people believe is beautiful? Because we're always judging.
I know some people laugh at it, and some people think it's really funny. And I honestly, if someone were to say that in my comment section, I would die. I would just put some laughing emojis, because I know it's a joke, because it's like a trend to be like funny like that. But now if they're like purposely being rude, like I saw this girl was DMing this other girl mm-hmm. and she was like saying all this stuff about her hating black people, and she said why, like, I was, that's rude. Now if you're saying like you tried it, don't do it again, right. That's funny.
Yeah,
but like if you're purposely coming for like a whole race, that's where you gotta stop.
I feel that,
period.
I do, I feel that, I really do. Because those things are not attributes that can be changed.
Mm-hmm. And especially when you come for a whole race.
Yeah.
Rude.
So there's a lot of things that have to change. A lot of healing and a lot of truth. A lot of truth that needs to happen. So who dictates the standard of beauty on social media?
It doesn't really start off as one person. It's like a group of people and goes to another group of people, and then those groups of people influence everybody else. People always think that's one celebrity says it, but honestly, it's not even the celebrities anymore. Mm-hmm. It's one small person says it to another small person, and then they spread it, and then it just mm-hmm. gets bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, how does it impact you?
I don't care.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I don't get as much hype as other people, but that doesn't honestly bother me. I'm not that type of person that, like, follow me and like everything, follow for follow. I don't really do that stuff. If you follow me, whatever. If you don't, whatever.
I feel that. I get that. So you're just easy about it. But do you feel like you're the majority?
Or what?
Like other people your age feel like that?
No.
Okay.
Because they need validation. I do not. Period.
Yes, sis.
I mean, if someone says I'm pretty, okay, man.
Wow. Okay. So, what about your friends?
I don't have friends.
What
are those?
What about your friend Car? We'll just call her that.
Okay. She's...
What is...
She doesn't care. People roast her all the time about her style because she doesn't really dress the stereotype of a black person. She mm-hmm. kind of has, like, her own style.
Yeah, good for her.
And she doesn't really care about what people think. I always hype her up because I think she looks good, but...
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's what a friend should do.
Yep.
So, I remember back in the day we talked...
It's 11-11.
Magic. Magic. I remember us talking about something called girl code for the soul. So, like, this unspoken code for girls that we're just supposed to abide by. Like, we don't have to talk about it. We just know.
Yep.
What would be the first one?
If I tell you some of my weaknesses or you see some of my weaknesses, don't use it against me, please.
Yeah.
Don't date your friend's ex or boyfriend, or if you know that they have a crush on this person, don't try to steal them from them. Personally, don't date their brother either. But, you know, no offense against Trinity, but... don't manipulate them. Mm-hmm. And if they look good, don't, like, make them feel bad about something that they're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if someone likes something, why would you purposely try to make them feel bad about something that they like?
Yeah. I get that.
That's... Like, just because they like something that's not usual, it's, like, unpopular, doesn't mean that they should be shamed for it. Unless they're murderers, then they should be shamed.
Okay. Touche. 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 That's a really good list. And I just feel like, what if every female abided by this list? Like, what would... So if we all abided by the list of... treating people how we all want to be treated and giving one another the respect and the honor and the dignity, you know, that we all desire and want, you know, would definitely make our world a different place. And I feel like it's so important to teach our girls and our boys, you know, these precepts now, because they are the future generation. So I wanted to just tap into the minds of, you know, the younger generation and see, you know, what their insight looks like. So I'm so glad that you listened in and you got to see what, you know, what the younger generation is thinking and feeling and experiencing. And I hope that you'll let your children listen and it'll create a bridge of open dialogue to just understand, like, what their world is and how they're navigating through our world in this moment. So thank you for tuning in, and share, like, follow me on Instagram. I am _destinywellness. Let me know your thoughts. Give me some ideas on things that you want to hear about in regards to meditation or health and wellness. I'm here. I'm your sister on the journey. And until we speak again, be well.